Between 1919 and 1986, the Radio Corporation of America and its New Jersey factories and laboratories led the world in the development of broadcast and wireless communications. During World War I, the U.S. Navy took control of all wireless radio companies to assist in the war effort. After the war, the U.S. government supported domestic ownership of radio companies to prevent foreign powers from gaining control of ship-to-shore wireless technology. In 1919, the government asked the General Electric Company to oversee the merger of the existing radio companies into one company under American control. Later that year, the American Marconi Company, which owned a factory at Roselle Park and stations at Belmar, Tuckerton, and New Brunswick, was forced to sell its assets to the newly formed RCA.